Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. We're beginning the new month, September, and during this month, I want to take some time to celebrate, in a sense, the Feast of the Triumph of the Cross, which comes during September. And I think that I'm going to be setting aside a week, 5 days of programs, to talk about suffering, to talk about what Christ suffered for us, and to talk about what meaning that gives to our suffering, whether that suffering be emotional or physical, whatever the case may be. So I'm going to urge you, at the end of the program, you'll hear that my booklet that I wrote some time ago, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, I want to make sure everybody gets a free copy of that, and you can by getting the information at the end of the program. And I would like you to have that when I do a week, and I'll say more about that on Monday, where I do a week, 5 days of programs, where I really do talk about suffering, why God allows it, what the fruit is it can produce, how to handle it, how to respond to it, at least to give you the principles, at least to give you a foundation that you can begin to stand on more firmly. Because I know from all of you writing to me that there is much suffering. And I want you, even in the pain, I want you to know a kind of joy. You won't be schizophrenic, but a kind of joy way down inside as you're united with Christ, even in the midst of your own suffering. So when you can, just call the toll-free number. Everything's given at the end of the program, or you can go to our website and access a free copy of Hope in the Midst of Suffering. Let's take a look now at the readings for this Sunday, September 3rd, which is the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. First reading is from Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 7 to 9. You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. You were too strong for me, and you triumphed. All the day I am an object of laughter. Everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I must cry out. Violence and outrage is my message. The word of the Lord has brought me derision and reproach all the day. I say to myself, I will not mention him. I will speak in his name no more. But then it becomes like fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones, and I grow weary holding it in. I cannot endure it. Here's the lament of a true prophet, that he accepted the Lord's call. He says, you were too strong for me, and you triumphed. He accepted it. But he says the end result is, I'm just an object of laughter. Everybody mocks me, ridicules me. Do you find that if you talk about being a true Christian? Do you find that? Do you experience that? Don't back away. You don't push yourself into someone's face. You don't have to apologize. If you've done it kindly, you don't have to apologize. It's hard speaking the word of the Lord. And you experience what Jesus experienced many times on this earth. But we need people who are convinced of the Lord's presence, his love, the power, and the truth of his word, his saving grace, and are able to bring it into the public square, as long as we can. More on that later. Jeremiah says, whenever I speak, I must cry out. Violence and outrage is my message. This is the word the Lord has given him. And he said, and all I get is derision and reproach all the day. I say to myself, I will not mention him. I will speak in his name no more. But then it becomes like fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary holding it in. I cannot endure it. He can't be quiet. The Lord asked him. The Lord called him. He accepted. But it's hard. And it's hard these days being a Christian in many ways. But not as hard as it was for Jeremiah. So come on. Lift up your head, as the scripture tells us. Lift up your head. Ask God to give you wisdom, to teach you how to say, how to share, how to help other people know the love and the mercy of Jesus Christ. That's what you want to convey. You don't march in and say, you're a sinner and you're going to hell. Don't do that. That may come up, in the conversation, but don't start there. Ask people, do you know how much God loves you? And you can be free to say, I don't either, but I know that God is infinite and therefore his love is infinite. That God loves us with an infinite love. Do you understand that? That he has mercy on us when we fail. Those kinds of things, you can say that. You may touch a heart very deeply. So let's ask Jeremiah, who went through a lot as a prophet of God, let's pray that grace may come upon us, even when it means hardship and difficulty. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 63, my soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God. O God, you are my God whom I seek. For you my flesh pines and my soul thirsts, like the earth parched, lifeless, and without water. Thus have I gazed toward you in the sanctuary. I'm parched, I'm lifeless, without water, so I gaze on you, the living water, to see your power and your glory. For your kindness is a greater good than life itself. Thus will I bless you while I live. Lifting up my hands, I will call upon your name. There's more to that psalm, but I really urge you, take Psalm 63, pray it often. Pray it often. You are my help. In the shadow of your wings, I shout for joy. My soul clings fast to you, and your right hand upholds me. The psalmist believed those words. He experienced the truth of those words, and those words are given to us that we may echo them as well. God gives us the grace that that kind of word in that psalm can be true for us too. Ask him. Ask for help. In the reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Don't conform yourselves to the values and the standards of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. God wants to teach us. Say to the Lord, Lord, I'd like to do this, but I don't know what's right. Will you help me? Will you teach me? Then read the scriptures and ask God for help. Then consult a good friend you trust. God will show you in one way or another, or he'll give you something to read, as I've often said. Just listen. Be attentive. God always speaks in his own time. May the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten the eyes of our hearts that we may know what is the hope that belongs to our call. The hope, a living hope. I know that my Redeemer lives. And I know that one day I will see him face to face. That we may know what is the hope that belongs to our call. That's what God wants to give us. Ask him for faith. Ask him for hope. Every day ask him. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 to 27. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. See, Peter saying, no, 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 I won't let it happen. No. Peter's strong here, and the Lord has to say to him, no, wait a minute, Peter, wait a minute. And look what he says to him. He turned and he said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. Because what is Peter doing? Peter's not entering into the truth that Jesus is trying to communicate to him. He's trying to get rid of it. And he says it's like the tempting of the enemy. Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. How many times we look at a situation and we give our wisdom as much as we have, but we're still operating out of the priorities or the understanding that human beings have. What we need to do is spend a whole lot more time with the Lord, day in and day out, reading the scriptures, allowing the word of God to shape and form and reform your mind, reform your priorities. It's a silent work, but it's a work that's the size of an earthquake, honestly. Because once your vision begins to change and you see things differently, so many things fall into place. But right now we need to do the hard work. And that is praying every day, sitting before the Lord, listening to him, asking him to shape you to think as he thinks. And then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. That's what we don't want. That's why we keep our distance from Jesus. We don't want that. And yet, brothers and sisters, if we do, we enter into the most powerful relationship that could ever be with the source of all love. The price is the cross. It takes many different forms. But when we follow Jesus, we have to be prepared for that. Not because he wants us to suffer, but because he wants us to become holy that we may attain union with him. And he wants us to help be able to be in a position to help others and give them faith and give them hope in the midst of great crosses and great difficulties. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels and in his glory, in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct. We can fall flat on our faces, brothers and sisters. And if we say to the Lord, I am so sorry, I want to follow you more closely, help me. Help me to carry this cross, whatever it might be. Help me. Say that every day to the Lord, and he will. He will. And he will repay you for what you have given him. He'll repay your generosity. Because the more we unite with Christ around the cross, the more the door is open by our prayer and by our own suffering and by our own willingness to follow the Lord, the door becomes more open for other people to be drawn. They see. They don't quite know what kind of a person you are, but you're different than this or that. Or the way you handled that situation was different than I've ever seen anybody handle it. Then you have a perfect open door. But the point is, as servants of the Lord, as sons and daughters of God, as brothers and sisters of Jesus, we have to be willing to pay the price, to say, I want your will over my own. Sounds scary, but the Holy Spirit gives us tremendous grace. May you be open to all that God wants to do in you and through you. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.